number 9, World Cup fever. The eyes of the world on the games in Brazil. The host country crashes out in the semifinals. In the final, Germany beats Argentina 1-0 in a dramatic overtime win. Number 8, freedom for two American citizens held in North Korea, Kenneth Bay and Matthew Todd Miller. Bay had been held for 2 years.
I just want to say thank you all for supporting me and standing by me during this time.
Freedom for Bay and Miller came less than a month after the release of American Jeffrey Fowle. At number 7, tragedy and heartbreak in South Korea. A ferry capsizes off the coast, killing more than 300 people, 250 of them high school students on a field trip. Adding to the family's anguish, images of the captain abandoning ship. He's now serving a 36-year prison sentence. At number 6, a mass kidnapping that started a movement. More than 200 Nigerian girls snatched from their boarding school by the terror group Boko Haram. The Twitter hashtag, Bring Back Our Girls, becomes an international rallying cry. But months go by. In November, the leader, Boko Haram, says the girls converted to Islam and have been married off. Number 5, Middle East tensions erupt. And hopes for peace fade. 3 Israeli teens are kidnapped and killed. A Palestinian boy is kidnapped and killed, possibly in retaliation. In July, Israel launches Operation Protective Edge in response to Hamas rocket attacks. After weeks of clashes and the deaths of more than 2,100 Palestinians and about 70 Israelis, a ceasefire. Number 4, Cold War animosities heat up. Russian President Vladimir Putin stuns the West by annexing Ukraine's Crimea region. Moscow is also accused of sending troops and equipment to help pro-Russian separatists. Then, tragedy in the skies. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 shot down over eastern Ukraine. All 298 people on board killed. The West and the Ukrainian government blame pro-Russian fighters. Number 3, Ebola ravages West Africa. The CDC announces the first cases in late March in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. By July, officials are calling it the deadliest Ebola outbreak in history. The World Health Organization says more than 6,000 people have died. Liberian national Thomas Eric Duncan became the first person diagnosed with Ebola in the United States. 10 cases have been treated in the U.S., with 2 deaths, including Duncan. At number 2, without a trace, the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The plane with 239 people on board was heading from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing when it vanished. Planes and ships scoured the initial search area, but there's no sign of the missing plane. Then new satellite data takes the search in a different direction. Pings believed to be from the plane's black box raise hopes but don't pan out. Underwater searches come up empty, and the effort to solve commercial aviation's biggest mystery goes on. And our number one international story of 2014, the rise of ISIS, which started as an al-Qaeda splinter group, emerges as a major threat. ISIS launches a brutal campaign to create an Islamic State across Iraq and Syria. Militants take control of key Iraqi cities. In August, U.S. fighter jets start bombing ISIS positions in Iraq, part of targeted airstrikes authorized by President Obama.